Great to be here with everyone this evening. For any new people among us, my name's Aidan, and I'm one of the student pastors here, along with Emily and Dan, who isn't here tonight. And we're going through a series at the moment called More Than Your Five a Day, which is not just looking at edible fruit, but is looking at the fruit of the Spirit. And we're delighted to be continuing that today and looking at the fruit of patience. And already this week, I've had to show some considerable patience with myself. Unfortunately, I woke up on Monday. It was a day off. The sun was shining. It was looking glorious. I had a nice lie-in. Got up like 10:30 or something. It was great. And then checked my phone. Found a notification saying meeting at 12 o'clock with a guy from London. I was like, oh, okay. So got dressed, went into work. On it was meant to be a day off, but I was like, okay, fine. We can deal with that. We'll go. We'll take another day. Got into work, checked my emails, and found that I'd actually rearranged this meeting to the next day. And so didn't have a meeting at 12 o'clock and could, after all, have taken the day off. So, had to sort of be patient with myself, and I'm not sure I kind of passed that test with flying colours. There was certainly a little bit of irritation there. So this is a fruit that I need to grow in just as much as the rest of us, I'm sure. But in both the long-term situations and the short-term, we find ourselves in situations every day where we have the opportunity to show patience, to be displaying patience in situations of waiting. So for some of these things, these would be quite sort of trivial daily things. So it might be like waiting for a bus to arrive, waiting for your computer to switch on, or a classic British favourite, waiting in a queue. Perhaps though, for some of these things might be a bit more sort of serious long-term things that actually kind of like hit home to us a little bit more. So this could be kind of waiting to find out our future or to find a job. Maybe waiting for a spouse or a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or a couple waiting and trying to have a baby. And then we also find ourselves needing patience in the more kind of faith-based things. So that could be kind of waiting for our friends or family to come to know Jesus, or waiting for to see revival in our country, which a lot of us are continually praying for. Waiting for God's promises to us to come into fruition. Or kind of coming out of a kind of desert period. So there are all kinds of situations in which we find ourselves waiting and we find God sort of calling us to display patience. So what does this patience mean? What does it look like? Great place to start for that is the dictionary. So the dictionary definition of patience is the bearing of provocation, annoyance, misfortune, or pain without complaint, loss of temper, irritation, or the like. So the bearing of provocation, annoyance, misfortune, or pain without complaint, loss of temper, or irritation. And I think this is particularly difficult in such a culture where we have this sort of instant gratification culture. You know, it sounds a bit sort of cliche to say, but when you've got so much fast food, iPhones, instant internet, all these things, kind of being waiting, but also waiting without frustration, I think is a particularly difficult fruit in this day. And so with all of the fruit of the Spirit, with all of these things which are growing in us as a result of having the Spirit inside of us, having God himself inside of us as we come to believe in Jesus and what he's done for us, then it's only natural for these different fruits to be displayed in God and for them to be qualities of God that are displayed perfectly in him. And so with the fruit of patience, what is this that we see in God's nature that we should be seeking to sort of grow and nurture in ourselves? And I think in accordance with the definition in the dictionary, we do see that God does bear provocation. He bears annoyance, misfortune, and pain. All of these as us as humans reject him, as we walk away from him, as we're sort of ensnared by the devil and temptations of the flesh. And yet we see that God bears these things without complaint, without losing his temper, without irritation. And yeah, as we constantly turn away from God, he is patient. He doesn't flip out in anger or irritation. And I don't know, maybe this slightly jars with some of us because we think, okay, while we think of God as loving, we also know that the Bible talks about the wrath of God and the sort of slightly kind of more angry nature. And sometimes when we think about the wrath of God, it seems like this sort of uncontrollable rage. And I don't want to spend too much time on this, but kind of quickly to think about how this links in with and to sort of balances with God's patience. I think sometimes when we think of God's wrath, he sort of becomes almost like a kind of mafia boss or drug kingpin in our head, who just sort of like sends these like wildly over the top kind of punishments, or sends a message to someone in response to something that hasn't gone his way. But if we see God's wrath as like this, we've completely misunderstood it, and completely misunderstood sort of how it's meant to be seen. I remember back in my first year, the then student pastor, a guy called Pete Tepper, he described God's wrath as this. He said, God's wrath is his just and controlled anger towards sin, towards what is evil. So it's his just and his controlled anger towards sin. And so even though this is a part of who God is, he's not quick to display this wrath, this controlled anger towards what is evil. Rather, as we read in a famous description of God in Exodus 34, verse 6, and then is repeated throughout the Old Testament, we find that God is described as the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. And I think this is kind of the ultimate description of God's patience with us. So he's a God, he's merciful and gracious. He forgives our sins, bears our punishment that we deserved. He bears that for us. He's a God who is slow to anger. His nature is to delay these expressions of wrath. He doesn't kind of like instantly jump to that, but that is sort of his last resort in a sense. And then he's abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. He pours out his unwavering love and faithfulness on his children. And those of you who were with us last term and sort of the journey through Exodus will remember that we see this time and time again in the story of the Exodus. So you have Israel coming out of Egypt, and Israel complaining that actually it would have been better off for them to have died in Egypt, for them to have stayed in slavery and just died there, because what they're going through now is so terrible. So they say death in slavery is better than God's salvation for them and leading them to the promised land. And that is certainly cause for irritation or cause for some kind of anger in God, yet he is merciful and gracious to them. He's patient with them. He's slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness towards Israel. And so as we turn away from God, he doesn't, thankfully, act like an angry mafia boss, flying off the handle in rage, because he's slow to anger. But also, as we turn away from him, nor does he turn his back on us. He patiently endures our disobedience. And this disobedience, it does grieve him. It causes him pain and sorrow. But he patiently bears it, waiting for us to turn back to him. In thinking about this, I was reminded of this amazing video, a little old now, but the Lifehouse Everything skit. Does anyone know what I mean by that? Fair few people. I think we might show it in just a bit, because I think it's such, it's an amazing sort of picture of the gospel. But the thing that kind of really grabbed me in this, and probably about the 10th time I saw it or something, was that rather than sort of focusing just on the girl who there is sort of portraying humanity as like wandering away from God, about the 10th time I saw it, I actually focused on God and kind of saw his actions in that and his sort of patience, yet kind of active patience in sort of trying to seek us and call us back. So can we maybe watch that video now? It'll be about 5 minutes, but completely, completely worth it. Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I find that such an incredible and moving video and just picture of God's love for us, and just sort of the gospel messaging encapsulated in that, as we run away from him, as we're just sort of drawn away by these different desires, but he's not just sort of sat waiting for us and sort of not really caring, but he's always there, just like desperately like trying to get the girl's attention until she chooses to come back to him. And so yeah, continuing with that kind of thing of God's patience, then I think that's not necessarily what we always think of as patience, what he displays there. We probably tend to think of it more as this kind of incredibly gentle, friendly, smiling kind of thing. When someone's like, oh, that's fine, bless you, kind of patience. But I think the patience that God shows here is this much more active one. He's sort of desperately like trying to get our attention. He's not just there going to sort of sit back in happiness and smiles, but he is deeply kind of affected by us as we turn from him, and he's desperately calling us back to him. In Isaiah 65, verse 1 to 2, we see this put so perfectly. It says, I was ready to be sought by those who did not ask for me. I was ready to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here am I, to a nation that was not called by my name. I spread out my hands all the day to a rebellious people who walk in a way that's not good, following their own devices. And yeah, again, that picture of God's of his hands spread out, calling to this people who are turning away from him. This is his kind of active patience. And we might not always kind of see this as patience, but I think it is so, because he's sort of waiting for things. He's kind of bearing the current state of affairs. He's not like forcing himself on people, but he's sort of waiting for us to turn back to him. But it's such an active waiting where he is calling out to us. He is desperately trying to bring us back, and sort of waiting for us to make that decision. And I think when it comes to us and our patience, there are times when this kind of active patience is absolutely right. I'd say particularly in the kind of more faith-based things I was talking about earlier, such as, you know, our friends and family coming to know Jesus, or seeing revival, it's completely right to be patient in this active sense. You know, we're not angry at God. We're not so like, we're not irritated at the situation. So we're patient in that way, but we're desperately calling to him for it and desperately calling for him to change. And I think it's exactly right to be in sort of that kind of mode of patience at times. But then there are also times when perhaps it is more right to sort of to display that more kind of passive patience. So Jesus talks about us turning the other cheek and loving our enemies. And in these times, I think it's completely right for us to sort of be more sitting back, patiently, quietly, sort of enduring things. And so as we go into looking into our small groups, like at how we can be sort of displaying patience, let's not be discouraged by how high the bar is set, because we're definitely going to fail to show patience in a lot of these times. And this fruit is growing in us and will continue to. But let's instead be inspired by the patience he shows, inspired by the fact that even though we're turning away from him in all of these things, he is calling us back to himself. He's there kind of reaching out to us, and that is his enduring of things, that he is kind of desperately trying to win us back. And I think this whole thing works in a similar kind of way to we read about with love and forgiveness. So we read that, you know, we love because God loved us first, and that he who has been forgiven much will forgive much. And I think in the same way, once we get how patient with us God is, and as we sort of grow to understand that more, that fruit will be growing in us.